Columnists Carrie Spivak and Dan Bice point to an email the Feingold campaign sent out this week to more than 5,000 supporters. The message thanks people who supported his efforts to restrict the role of money in politics, and then provides a link for people to contribute up to $4,000 per family to the campaign. Donors can also set up an online monthly payment plan. Feingold says his average contribution is around $55, and he defends this funding appeal as both legal and appropriate.
The decision this week was about eliminating huge campaign contributions, and the court specifically said the system we have now, where people ask for limited contributions, is a good system. That's the system I'm operating under, and I didn't hear the court say there should be a moratorium on trying to raise funds for your reelection, and I was outspent last time 3-1, so I think I better make sure I have some funds.
As of September, Feingold had raised more than $2 million for his race against the winner of a three-way Republican primary scheduled for next fall. Two of those candidates are millionaires who might not have to depend on fundraising as much as Feingold does. A spokesperson for the state Republican Party questions the timing of the Feingold funding email, but Chris Lotto says the party is more concerned about other aspects of the campaign reform law, specifically loopholes he says it contains that will allow independent groups to spend money on get-out-the-vote efforts aimed at defeating Republican candidates.
This campaign finance law is really not accomplishing what Senator Feingold wants people to believe it is.
Lotto says the party is also concerned about the limit on issue ads that he contends violates free speech rights. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.